You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Rockies had another extra inning game last night in Boston, and they once again struck out a lot. Tuesday night, they struck out 24 times. Last night, another 16. That's 40 strikeouts in two games. Come on.
Swing and a miss.
Put the bat on the ball. Don't they take practice?
Don't they go to the batting cages in the afternoon?
There's a thing called batting practice.
That's what they got to do.
Need a little more of that. They won the extra inning game on Tuesday night. They lost it last night in 10 innings. They're off today to think about what they've done. You think about that. And hopefully they'll spend today all doing batting practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then they open up a weekend series in Philadelphia tomorrow. What else is trending?
Well, I do need to let everyone know that if you have extra holes in your head, today's your day because it's National Piercing Day. Da-da-da-da. It's a day to celebrate and promote piercing yourself.
Well, some people have the extra holes in other parts of their body.
I was just being courteous by saying your face, your head. There are additional places that you can pierce, yes.
Now, I'm not pierced, but if I was, where would I want to do that?
Nipples all day long.
Then I'd be like a
both
pull
of
toy.
Them, and then, yeah, a chain.
Pull toy.
Yeah. My wife, Knickknack, she has her ears and then her belly button.
Yeah.
And that looked really weird when she was pregnant, but I like it. It's sexy. That hole really stretched out, and you're like,
Oh, shut up.
Why?
It's still beautiful,
just,
right?
It's still, of course, okay. It's still beautiful.
Yeah, but you just said it looked
it
weird.
It looked a little weird. Well, I mean, well, obviously, I have eyes. Wife. I have eyes. No,
yes,
she would
but
agree.
But you also have a mouth that
she would
closed.
Agree, though. She would agree.
That
she
it
was even
weird?
Like, ugh. I think she ended up taking it out because it was like really. You get your finger in there. Anyway, if you want to post some pictures of your weird piercings, you got to hashtag it today. National Piercing Day on the big social. All right?
All right.
Selena Gomez is in the news today because she's getting all preachy on us. She's telling us that we're on social media too much. Although she is the third most followed person on Instagram.
Oh.
But she's mostly speaking to people her age. She's saying, hey, you guys are not aware of the news or anything that's going on because you're on social media way too much.
Is she telling us that she's all hip
she's
and up to date on,
her finger.
On all the news?
Right. Does she know what's going on in Iran? I don't know. She says to limit yourself. Take some time. Take a break. And she also says social media is terrible for her generation, so
I agree with
she's
her.
She's making a buttload of money, though, probably, off these followers.
But I agree with her, not that it exists at all, but the amount of time on
absolutely.
I agree.
People are on it a lot, so
everything in moderation,
listen
Jeremy.
To Selena Gomez, okay? The voice of reason.
Yeah, you won't listen to us, so listen to Selena Gomez.
So are you caught up on Game of Thrones?
I am.
DT? Because mm-hmm. I guess people are all butthurt this season because they say the writing's horrible.
No.
Some guy started a petition online to have the complete 8th season rewritten and redone.
Oh.
And I guess 200,000 people have already signed this.
Well,
so
sure. Because
I'm not watching it. I don't know.
People like to complain. And you know what? It's hard to bring a series to an end and satisfy everyone.
I guess, but I'm
really
seeing
hard.
This everywhere. I feel like even though I'm not watching this, I get the feeling that they kind of gave up and mailed it in. I mean, the whole coffee cup thing. I mean, they weren't even editing out coffee cups. I think they were rushing to get it done, maybe.
Well, there is
purely
that.
Observational. No, no, watching it. Is it good, though? You like it?
I think it's fine. You know, like I said, it's just hard to bring 8 seasons to culminate in just a handful of episodes. It's going to be difficult to do.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
I don't know. I've got one. There's only one left.
Oh, that's it.
So we'll see what happens.
All right.
You know, I better not say. Are you going to watch it or not?
I'm on episode 4.
I know, but
are
you going to finish or not?
No. I will never watch the whole thing.
Oh, okay. So you're just going
to
do
4? It's going to be summertime.
Four,
I'm going to be outside.
And then just call it quits?
I think I kind of get the gist of it.
What happened in the last one that you watched?
The Peter Dinklage left to go on a mission or something. He left.
Okay.
That's all I remember. Okay. Honestly, I wasn't really into it.
Okay, I know.
It's not for me. It's
that's
all right.
Fine. That's
it's
fine.
Fine. It's fine.
Fine.
Settle down. Get this. A new poll out today found that 51% of Americans have used a swimming pool as an alternative to showering.
Ew.
So instead of taking a shower, you just wade into a pool and scrub yourself off a little bit, and you feel like you're clean.
Okay.
Pool people are saying this is bad, because all that gunk on your body uses up all the chlorine. So then there's not as much chlorine in the water to kill bacteria. And the next thing you know, you have a rash and staphylococcus. This story also says 40% of us have peed in a pool as an adult.
I know you would if you're in there.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on.
Can you imagine how gross the pools are in Vegas? Ugh. Here's another cleanliness story. Somebody on Twitter asked the question, do you wash your legs when you take a shower? A million votes rolled in on this, and 1 in 5 people say they don't wash their legs.
I wash legs,
yeah.
I don't always wash my feet.
I wash legs.
Because I feel like, first of all, my feet don't get that foul. And secondly, it's in there standing in soapy water.
You don't need to wash the feet, but the legs,
I get the legs.
They get a little loofah action.
But I only go down to, like, just below my knee.
Oh, see, and I scrub the bejesus out of my ankles.
What's wrong with your ankles?
They get kind of itchy during the day with my socks.
Why do you have such foul ankles?
How high do you pull your socks up? Quick question.
Well, as far as they
like
go.
This? Are you about this far up?
Hold on, I can't see.
That's mid-calf? So look at this. Well, what is this, 11 inches?
I actually wear adult socks. So.
Well, look, these are Oshkosh.
I don't wear a little boy socks.
These are Under Armour. And look at that. Yeah. They're inside out, too. I just noticed that. They're inside out. Anyway. So what is that, 10 inches?
You wish.
Like, that little area on my ankle gets sweaty. I scrub the heck out of it.
Yeah, but you're a sweaty person, remember?
I'm just not.
Just
the itching there.
I've just never heard anyone say, oh my God, my ankles are filthy. You're the only person who says that.
I don't know. It's a cleanliness thing. I need clean ankles. What else is going on? Leave me alone. I was trying to have a serious conversation with you, and you always got a jab. Well, always jab.
Pull up your jeans and you show your little Spider-Man socks.
It's an honest question. How far up do you pull your socks? Honest question.
And I said, all the way.
What does that mean?
That means as far as they'll
groin?
Go. They don't go that far.
Can you imagine if they did?
They're adult male socks.
You're pulling it all the way up your thigh.
Are you wearing pantyhose?
I guess that essentially is a pantyhose. Pantyhose.
Are we done? Clickbait me.
Come on.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook right now. Search Tom and Jeremy on Facebook.
What a show.
Pantyhose. Where my pantyhose? All right. Simmer down. Take a breath. All right, so I posted a picture on Facebook of a wedding ring that this lady posted. But the thing is, I'm sorry, it's an engagement ring. But the thing is, it's not like a metal ring. Her boyfriend gave her a ring that he made out of his own hair.
That's all you need to know.
And you need to see the pictures, and you'll kind of go, a little bit. So it's on her Facebook page. Search Tom and Jeremy.
And he got it out of the shower drain, too.
Clickbait.
That's what's trending now.